All right. First of all, I wanted to talk about Division III women's volleyball because there is a team in a small Alabama town that is putting up some pretty impressive numbers
this
season.
Yeah, what team is that?
And I can't keep... Okay, hey!
Hey!
What's going on?
What up, you hobos?
Oh, no, it's... It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
Please don't high five me. Please don't high five me.
High five, Georgie!
Oh, God. He slapped you so hard.
Hey, Chris, we're on the air right now. We're doing a sports segment.
Yeah, you guys still all jelly of me?
Jelly?
Yeah, you guys are always jealous of me, man. It's like, you know... You guys are so jealous because I make sweet money and I've banged like half your sales and promotion staff.
Yeah. I don't think that's true.
Both genders, man.
Yeah. No, we wouldn't care if you did. What do we care?
Stop sweating me, George. You just sweated me.
How am I sweating you?
You just sweated me right there.
What can we help you with, Chris?
Plus, you guys are jealous because I go to sick parties like every night. Guys out front always begging me to let them valet my car and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are you
Chris,
driving?
Man, I just want to get in a sweet ride. Like that, you know, even for 20 seconds, you know.
What are you driving these days?
Aston.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
You?
Huh.
Man, you are doing well.
You're rolling in it.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to be driving it this weekend. I got to go up to New York to interview for some job. Like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to take. My friend Don, he has me coming up to interview for some position. But
Don?
Yeah, Donald Trump, you may have heard of him. He just won like a big
He's interviewing you.
Yeah, man, I'm so
We've
glad.
Heard of him.
Yeah. So glad he's going to be president, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll cut taxes on the 0.5%, you know, so that'll save me a little money, you know. So, yeah, he's got to be going up to interview for some job, but it's like he told me what it was and his, like, Secretary of Commerce or something. I'm like, dude. I ain't a secretary. All right. No way I'm
not the Chrisser.
Yeah. Not the Chrisser, man.
You told him.
Yeah, but, you know, when I'm in town here, you know, because I travel around the world quite a bit, you know.
You do.
Yeah, you know, to, like, Fort Worth and
Where
some
else?
Other places.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, but when I'm in town, I've been hanging with Deep Press quite a bit. And
who's
my best
Press.
Friend. And,
who's Deep Press?
Dakota Prescott. Sorry about that. Dak Prescott.
You hang with Dak?
That. Of course I do, man.
You used, used to claim you hung with Romo all the time.
You know, Tones and I haven't been hanging out as much. I don't know what it is. We just kind of drifted apart.
Really?
Yeah, but now it's
D-Press.
Yeah,
huh?
But me and D-Press, man, we hang out all the time, you know? And it's not surprising to me that he's so good, you know, because we just totally crush our workouts together.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
We're workout
You've been
partners.
Working
yeah.
out with Dak
workout
Prescott.
Partners. Yeah, we work out at the same gym. So, you know.
What gym?
The Star. It's a new place. It just got built up the road.
You work out with the Cowboys.
We've heard about it.
Oh, yeah, you've heard of them. Yeah, so, yeah, but Jer has me selling. I know you guys have a Jer, but that's not the same one I work with. I work with Jer Jones, okay?
Is what
I
call him. Call him Jer Jones?
Yeah, well, he only lets me call him Jer. Everyone else has to call him Jerry or
okay.
Mr. Jones, whatever.
Yeah. What are you selling?
But, I'm selling, like, sweets and, you know, packages and tickets and stuff.
Tickets, all right.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, you guys, you know, ought to, like, buy, like, a, well, never mind. I'm sorry.
Buy what?
I don't think you guys are in the six-fig club, so, I mean, you can't really buy anything that I'd be selling. You
we're,
know?
Not, we're not your target audience.
Yeah, maybe someday, man. Keep dreaming.
Someday.
You know? Keep dreaming. But you know, yes, Jared and everything, you know, we travel to the games together. Big Jer, the GM.
You and Jerry Jones travel to the games together.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be going to this one on Thanksgiving, you know. I got to hit the game. And then, you know, going to have my annual Thanksgiving get-together as well.
Where's that?
Party Cove.
Lake Louisville?
Lake Louisville,
it's a little cold for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great, man. I have the whole thing to myself, you know, with me and all my friends. But but we're going to head to the game first, you know. Me and some of my crew is going to be heading up there.
Okay,
and,
who's in your crew?
Well, it's me and it's Selena Gomez. That's my honey right now. But,
oh,
you know,
gosh.
I may cut her loose before the holidays so I don't have to do all that shopping and everything like that. But maybe she can stick around for the game, you know. So me and Selena and, like, Rhett Miller, although I'm getting pretty tired of him because I've given him like 50 ideas for songs and he hadn't recorded any of them yet.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, they cut him loose too. Yeah. And Matt will be with me.
Matt.
McConaughey.
You call him Matt.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, you know, we'll all be heading up to the game, and so it'll be pretty fun. You guys, really, man, you ought to come hang out at the Cove. It'll be cool.
It sounds a little cold and sounds a little non-traditional to be on a lake on Thanksgiving Day in the Party Cove. So
plus, I don't want to be
with
you.
Come on, man. We'll have plenty of Coke. And
Coke? Well, I don't do that, so no, I would say.
Oh, you Pepsi?
That.
All right, that's fine. We'll have Pepsi. You know, that's cool,
too. Okay, yeah. We're having fun.
Hey, Chris, I don't know if I should bring this to the air, but I was back in sales the other day, and I walked by Alec Drake's office. He's our sales manager. And he was dressing you down, saying that you hadn't sold anything in a year, and
what?
You were crying.
What are you talking about?
And he was threatening to fire you.
I tell Alec what to do. He didn't tell me.
No, he was definitely dressing you down. Have you really not sold anything in a year?
I've sold a whole bunch of things, man. I've sold a ton of stuff.
That's not what he said.
I'm like the number one salesperson in America.
No, they said you were dead last on their rankings.
Stop saying things.
Don't jump to the glass. Don't do it. You forced him to do it again.
I think I see a little blood and a little urine. And
is that what that is?
He's not moving. You know what? He may have actually done it this time.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get ready for the biggest show coming to town, and we'll try to revive Chris.
Hold on. I thought I saw his thumb move.
I'm back, you MFs!
All right, happy
Go
Thanksgiving.
Cowboys!
All right, we'll see you, Chris. There he goes, Chris from sales.